Scientists Rick Lee and Alex Nagy have day jobs working on fusion reactors at General Atomics in San Diego. But on the side, they travel to places like Kauai, Riverside, and now Sitka, putting on science shows for kids like this one called Totally Electric.
So they work a lot with plasmas, and this is one example of a plasma beam.
They make a lot of noise, and there's whirring and blinking lights and smoke up on stage. Both Nagy and Lee say if they aren't having fun, their audience probably isn't either. Whether it's explaining plasma or using energy to slice and dice or blow up a cucumber, these guys have it down.
Alice is going to discharge a high current through that pancake coil. That's going to induce eddy currents in the aluminum. It's going to come up, shooting up, and we'll see how nicely, nice and clean, it slices that cucumber. You'll be amazed. We'll need a countdown.
People are really far away from
this.
Yeah,
we've seen this before.
I have cucumber in my hair.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do have cucumber in your hair. And it looks lovely.
That was a trial run of the cucumber out in the parking lot so Nagy and Lee could assess how messy it would be in the auditorium. And, of course, it was a huge hit when performed on stage, with a big plastic barrier between the audience and the reigning cuke. As 11-year-old Jack Peterson attests, anything that made noise or looked remotely dangerous was also a plus.
Oh, I thought it was really, really cool, especially with the part when Rick said, I keep an eye out for Dave, because sometimes he can get into mischief, and then all of a sudden there's a big crash, boom, bang, and lots of smoke, and then Dave comes out with a bunch of wire on his head.
What do you think about going into some kind of a science-related field, or do you have some other ideas?
I think that if I really put my mind to it, I can basically invent anything.
That's the kind of optimism the sponsors of Totally Electric hope to generate. And 11-year-old Alex Korak was so inspired, he wants to recreate some of what he saw on stage.
Well, they had this shock thing, it would go tsss. When they put it on metal, it would go tsss. And I really wanted to do that.
Do you know what you're going to do later in life? Are you thinking of a science career at all?
I don't know. I know I want to play football, but after I retire from that, which is normally around like 31, 32, I have no real plans, so this might be one.
9-year-old Zachary Wright says his favorite part was being shot at with huge smoke rings, and most of what he saw was new to him.
75% of it I learned. 25% I already knew, but all the rest I've learned.
Is science kind of your thing? Would you be interested in going into a career in science?
Yeah, I'm actually into everything. Everything except writing.
That interest is what the scientists want to hear from these kids. Nagy says the U.S. hasn't done a good job drawing kids into science.
All of the science and technology divisions in all the colleges are full and overflowing. However, 80% of those students are not from the United States. And so what does that tell you? We're educating the world, and we're doing a great job at it, but our guys are saying we're not interested.
In Sitka, kids are surrounded by science because of the environment they live in. And Karen Jones, the local project coordinator of this particular show, says she understands the global push for the U.S. to produce scientists, but there's also a need for that knowledge to stay right here at home.
And the other thing that we're trying to do is get our kids in Sitka educated in these fields, choose these fields, and stay in Sitka, not to go out somewhere else.
And Joan says that's true about Alaska in general. She spent 3 months talking to science and technology professionals around the state who all support this effort to attract kids into science-related jobs that will keep Alaskan kids in Alaska. The D.C.-based science and technology firm Envisioneering is one of the partners for this project. Director David Starkston says he was surprised at the depth of knowledge Sitka kids have.
Well, we were talking about, you know, fishing and game and the whole idea of tracking fish and cutting up the fish and to look, get the tags out and see which fisheries they came from. That's a whole new area for me that I don't get exposed to a lot.
Fishery science will probably play an even bigger role in the future because of the drastic changes facing the Arctic. Alex Nagy says we've pretty much developed the food industries and the fish catching industries, and we need science to show us the next step.
And so science and technology is really the open-ended occupation or the avenue of exploration so that we can better utilize the limited resources that we have on this planet and then eventually get out to the rest of the universe, right? We're not out yet, but it's kind of like that's the only answer to an expanding population on the Earth, you know.
Sitka science teacher Jackie DeGennaro says bringing in outside experts in these fields complements what they are already doing in the schools. And she says Sitka kids are not afraid of thinking about the world in scientific terms.
You know, one of my main objectives as a science teacher is to get kids excited about science and to think of themselves as scientists when they're real little. And I think we're doing a pretty good job of that already, but it's always great to have some help.
And so what we're going to do here is we're going to have it plugged in. The red light here is ready to go. I'm going to turn it on.
Organizers hope to make this science show an annual event, so hopefully next year the Science and Technology Education Partnership will be back, launching Coke cans and cucumbers and luring kids into the wonderful and wacky world of science.
I'll just stand behind you. Go ahead. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Okay, so that's, well, you know, it takes more energy.
For Raven News, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.